Psalm 46, verse number 1.
We notice that this psalm starts out and it ends in a certain way. And he says, God is our refuge. And he comes back down here in verse number 11, and he said, the God of Jacob is our refuge. It's interesting to note that over and over the Bible says the God of Jacob, doesn't it? See, we can identify with Jacob, can't we? Who he was and about him. Then also it says in verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. So he begins and ends with God our refuge. And I wanted to just think about this phrase today and make a few comments upon it. And we know that the setting here is Israel. But as the Bible is written and given, it's given unto us, and it's for us just as it is for Israel, isn't it? As we look at this, when it says God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So we know that this is for God's children. So we look at it and we think about Israel, and it wasn't the armies or the fortress or the castles and all of this that the psalmist here said is our refuge. It wasn't those things, but it was God. And he goes on, he says he's a help, a present help in trouble. There's his help, truly is a help, it's an effective help, it's a constant help that he has. We know it's first of all God, and that is Jehovah, the one that is self-existent. Now, Jehovah is the only one that is, God is the only one that is self-existent. Everybody else in the world, and everybody that's been in the world, other than God, has existed in a different way, but he's self-existent. And it's the glorious I Am, and that's what I Am means. I am self-existent. You know, when he appeared unto Moses, he said, I Am. And tell him that I Am has sent you. It's also interesting when you come to the New Testament and the Lord Jesus Christ, he uses the words like, I am the door, I am the vine, and so forth. I am the bread of life. He uses the word, I am also, showing his deity. And when we say the word God, we mean the Trinity, the persons, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we find that it's the only true and living God. And here we find also the blessings that's found for sinners. When it says God is our refuge and a very present help in time of trouble. And we see that we, here it is, and we can adapt this to us. We can adapt it to our condition. We can adapt it to our circumstances. And if you notice, it says God is our refuge and strength. And this is the key to it all, is right here in the word our. You know, it's the same that we find in the New Testament, Thomas, he says, my Lord and my God, didn't he? It is a possession. Jeremiah said, the Lord is my portion, didn't he? And here it is, here's the key to the whole thing, is that the claim that is here is ours. He's my God. He's mine. I have an interest in it. And here the psalmist, that he asserts this for that of himself, and we to assert it for ourselves if he's our God. He's ours. And you'll never enjoy the greatness and goodness of God till you grasp that he's your own. Now, people just talk about God today, and they talk about, use phrases concerning him, but you never enjoy and know his greatness and his goodness till he's your own. That you can say, he's my God. And in looking at this, we have a great privilege here as having him as our refuge. The privileges, and we'll look at that in a few moments, some of the things about it. But woe to those that do not. That do not. Woe to those that do not have him as a refuge in the day of judgment. What's that going to be like when they stand before God and there's no shelter and he's not a refuge for them? Woe to those that have lies for a refuge and that have superstition. People all through the world today just have superstition. They have religious superstition. They have ceremonies and their rites. They have just go through the motion. There's idolatry. Woe to those that do not have God for a refuge. Woe to those that feel no need. Feel no need of God. They feel no need of having this. Yet they are peaceful in themselves. They go about. They feel secure in themselves. And most people feel this way. They feel like they're secure. They're all right. They're going to get by some way or another. But woe to those. Now, this morning, without God is our refuge. Without Him this morning, we're exposed to eternal vengeance of God. There is that which is exposed to everlasting perishing without God as our refuge. Now by saving faith, we can make this claim this morning that He's my refuge in Him. He's my refuge, confidence in Him. I want to speak this morning about the necessity of a refuge. Now many said that they do not need this, and does mankind know this? Mankind, in all of his wisdom, in all of his understanding, does he really know this morning that he needs a refuge? Does he understand what it means to be a sinner? Does he understand what it means to be exposed to danger and eternal danger and the certainty of death, and there's a certainty unto it, the death rate? And the age might has moved up, but it's still one per person, isn't it? I mean, it might have moved up some, and men live longer, but it's still one per person. And the uncertainties of life and so forth. And yet, most, there's no alarm. There's no concern about these things. And we find that most says, well, I'm pretty good. Most says, well, I'm going to take my chance. I've heard people say, well, if I go to hell, there's going to be plenty of others there with me. Boy, that's poor reasoning, isn't it? But I've heard people say that. And they say, well, I'll take my chance. But I'll say this morning, that change is failure. It's failure. Because it's certain today what the Scripture says, that man is dead and trespasses in sin. There's no less danger this morning if one in himself, as his eyes is shut, there's no more danger. In other words, there's no less danger. It's still danger where his eyes are shut to the things of the Lord or not, isn't it? He's still in danger. He might say, peace, peace, but that doesn't change the danger, does it? Now let's look at the law and justice of God for a moment this morning, and whether men believe it or not, they are under a condemnation, they are under a sentence for the law of God. Whether they ignore it or whether they are ignorant of this, there is this law, and it says if you break, there's condemnation. If you just break one part of the law, you've broken it all. James says you're guilty of it all. It's like a chain. And if you break a chain, you break one link, you've broken that chain, haven't you? And that's like God's law this morning. And that fits everyone. Everyone has offended in part of the law. Guilty. And if you've offended in one part this morning, one sinful thought, you have offended the law, haven't you? Just one sinful thought. And judged by that law, you're condemned this morning. We're condemned by it. And the Bible says if you offend one part, you're guilty of it all. Then you turn it right around, and the law says do things, and if you haven't done those things, you're guilty of that. If you should have done it, and you didn't do it, you're guilty there. If you've left undone, we're guilty. So that's the law. Now, if you look at the law, you need a refuge from it, don't you? You need a shelter from it. You take a debt and it's not paid. A debt is not paid until it's all paid. If you have a debt book and it all has to be paid. So there's a sentence of condemnation that stands against us. It stands against the lawbreakers. And it says, cursed is everyone that keepeth not the law, that breaks the law. So this morning we need, and we're talking about a necessity this morning, of a refuge. The only way to escape is a refuge. See, God has inflexible justice this morning. He doesn't compromise. There's many people that says, well, you know, here's the Word and the Bible, and it'll all be different from that. I tell you today, and I stand on this, that what this Bible says is the way it's going to be. God's not going to change His Word, but yet a lot of people are counting on God changing His Word. Whatever it says, that's the way that it's going to be. That's His Word. He'll not compromise. So the law has to be satisfied. The law has to be paid. And it's impossible for creature to do this. It's impossible for man. We look at it, and there's man. He's faced with original sin. We sin because we are sinners. And there's original sin. We're guilty of breaking the law. There's rebellion. And the only thing for that is the blood atonement. That's the only thing that gives satisfaction unto God. And that's what the atonement is. It's called Christ's satisfaction. So the law demands payment, and justice demands blood, and the sinner is not saved without both of these. Man's undone. He's ruined. And he's unclean, the Scripture says. Now Isaiah says from the whole head down to the foot, and his whole heart faint, and there's an abomination in the sight of God. He needs a refuge. And here's what the psalmist said. That He is our refuge. We look at the fall and how it's left man. Yet, many do not believe in the fall of man. Nevertheless, they will not preach on the fall of man, that man's undone and ruined and powerless and unwilling towards God's salvation. They won't preach the fall of man, that man is going opposite of God. That he's dead in trespasses and sin. Now, how can man obey God's law completely or satisfy his justice? And when we see this, we understand this, that there's no shelter, there's no refuge in man. We have to go to God. We have to go to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is that refuge. And we find this morning that he's a refuge, and yet we find that man tries many things. He tries many things. He'll make vows. I wonder how many vows is made by man. Unregenerate man, unsaved man. He says, well, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to do better. I'm going to make new resolutions. I'm determined to live better. I'm determined to be a better person. He tries prayers. He'll try this. He'll try that. But the Lord's people, when it comes to a refuge, they are conducted to the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the difference. They're conducted to the Lord Jesus Christ. They flee to Him. They continue to flee to Christ. They're hid in Christ, and that's what a refuge is. We hide in this refuge, and He's a refuge from the law and the inflexible justice of God. He's our refuge, and you know, it doesn't stop here. There's that initial fleeing to Christ, but we continue to flee to Christ. We go to Christ each day. Peter puts it like this. He says, come into the Lord, come into Christ, and there's an initial coming. We come, but we continue coming, don't we? That's life. And we continue to Christ, the shelter. We need Him. There's the world that's against us. Says Bible says, love not the world. There's the world that is against. There's Satan that's against. There's persecution. There's all kinds of things. And you look at it, and here's the refuge. And there's fleeing to the Lord. Now, this refuge that we're talking about here, and the psalmist speaks of when he says, God, who He is, here is a secure refuge. If you will go into a refuge, you want one that is secure, don't you? You want one where there is security, and here's one that is secure. Now, man, mostly, and when he goes to this one, he's been driven out of all other refuges. He takes a refuge in His goodness. He takes a refuge in all kinds of different things. But he's driven out of those, and now he's to Christ. And it's God Himself. It's the Trinity. And as we think about it this morning, here's that secure refuge. Look at it. It's Father's love, the Son in all of His offices. There's the Holy Spirit and His operation of grace. Look at this refuge this morning. Look at the arms. It's the arms of God. It's an all-powerful arms. Here's love. Here's the suretyship of Christ Jesus. Here's that He's our surety. Here's the invincible operations of the Spirit of God. Now what does He do? He brings us into the shelter, doesn't He? You know, Moses, there's an interesting thing said about Moses and the ark, and that interesting thing is this. They said the Lord shut him in, didn't he? The Lord shut him in. Now, I take it this morning that the Lord comes and He shuts us in. He keeps us in, as He did Noah. And the Holy Spirit, there's His work in bringing us and bringing us into this shelter in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this shelter, there's peace, there's joy, there's rest, there's comfort in this refuge. It's an infallible one. It's one that will not fail. I'd say today that all other refuge that man has and the refuges that man has is going to fail. They're going to fail. But here's one that will not. This is different from all other refuges that man has, man-made and creature-made refuge. It's different. This is one that is immutable this morning. It doesn't change. In this refuge, you have God's counsel, and He's going to say, He says to us that He does all of His counsel. There's His oath. I like the shalls and the wheels of God. I don't like the uncertainties of man and the perhapses and the uncertainties, but God says He shall, and He shall. He says He will, and He will. And it's an immutable. It doesn't change. And here's the security of that of the church. It's in the Trinity. It's in the deity. And in dwelling in this shelter, we find that here's the Trinity, and they're all engaged on the believer's behalf. This morning, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father is for you. God the Son is for you. And the Holy Spirit is for you. And here's this shelter of the Trinity. Here's this shelter of God. And it's all on our behalf, everything. It's all of them on our behalf. We look at it and the law's been paid. It says, payest me what you owe me. It's been paid this morning. The law has been satisfied. And it goes further than that. The Lord Jesus Christ magnified and made it honorable, didn't He? By His keeping it. And the curse has been nailed to the wall. And it's never to be charged again. See this shelter this morning that we have in Christ, this refuge that we have in God. that the curse has been nailed to the wall. Here's the blessedness of the mercies of God, and He's engaged on our behalf. Look at the blessedness this morning of the love of God. Look at the blessings of the covenant of God. How we're blessed this morning with this shelter. Now, this refuge this morning is that of saving faith. Now, I specify and I use the word saving faith, and that of saving faith apprehends and flees and dwells in this shelter. I say saving faith because there's faith that does not save. Our saving faith is different, is that which does save. So here this morning is that of saving faith. It's a faith that Christ is the author and finisher of. It's a faith, and the scriptures call the faith of the operation and the faith of God's elect. It's that faith. It's a faith this morning that overcomes the world. It's a faith this morning that looks to the invisible and sees the reality of the invisible things. Isn't that what the Hebrews says about faith? It's faith that sees these things, sees that which is invisible, sees those things. It's a faith this morning that lays hold on eternal life. It's a faith this morning that exalts and honors God. It's a faith this morning that purifies the heart and works beloved. Hebrews talks about those in that day said they have fled for refuge. They have fled. And in thinking about this, they fled from themselves, laid hold on Christ. And isn't that what we do? We flee from ourselves. We flee to Christ, don't we? And that's what they did. They fled for refuge. They laid hold on Christ and His salvation, a complete salvation. And faith takes a shelter here and rests upon Christ. And it says, God is my refuge, is Him. Now this is typified in the Old Testament where God set up the city of refuge. He set up this city and the Mosaic dispensation there, and the manslayer, he would flee from the avengers of blood, and this is like it's called manslayer. If someone was slinging an axe head fell off and hit somebody and killed them. If he was chopping wood or something, he would flee, and God set up the city of refuge there, and he'd be set up and he'd be safe there. And he was safe there as long as the priest lived. Well, here's a refuge that the psalmist is speaking of. And man is safe as long as the priest lives. Thing of it is, we have ever-living priests, don't we? Ever-living. Ever-living priests. So man is safe in this refuge. And Christ is this refuge, and the Bible says that He's able to save to the uttermost those that come to God by Him. And so just as that city was set up, the safety of it, the security of it, here is the refuge of God Himself and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, just think about this refuge here this morning and what's stored there. What's stored there for us? We flee to it. We go to it. What's stored there for us this morning? There's a lot of things that's stored there for us. Pardon. Isn't that something great that's stored for us? Here's a shelter, and there's stored for us pardon. This morning, there's peace stored for us. There's a feast. There's all the provisions. There's the bread of life. The bread of life. You take John, I believe it's the 6th chapter of John, and there he speaks of the bread. I'm that bread that came down from heaven. If a man eat of me, he liveth forever, doesn't he? He's the bread of life. That's what's here in this shelter. That's the provisions it's made. The Bible speaks of the water of life. It's there. All of these things is there. Look at the adopted privileges that we have that is in this shelter. Look at the promises that's given unto us in this shelter, in this, as God is our refuge. Look at all the promises that's made unto us and the constant provisions that is made, the covenant provision for that of His children, the parental love that's bestowed upon every adopted child of God. How great is this love. Now, God is our refuge. And as He speaks here that He's our refuge, it means that the psalmist experienced this for himself, didn't it? He said He's our refuge, and we have to experience this for ourselves. And I say in this refuge we have all. You know, Scripture says all is yours. I don't understand that. I preached upon it one time, and I said, I'm going to preach on something today I do not understand. And I don't understand that all is yours, but that's what Scripture says. All is yours. Doesn't it? So here's a refuge this morning, and look what all's stored there. Everything's stored there. Stored for you. And we have it. Security. It's like a home. This refuge is, and it's like a home. You have it. What you need there. They also in this refuge this morning, God is our refuge. We shelter there. We to grow. There's to be a growth there as we shelter in the Lord Jesus Christ. We to grow. We to attain more. We're not to be babes always, but we to grow. The Bible sets out babes. It sets out young men. It sets out men and aged men, doesn't it, in the Scriptures. And we to grow in the things of the Lord. We to go forth and from that of faith to the assurance of faith. We to go, Paul said, that we might apprehend for that which I have been apprehended. Paul looked at his life and he says, I press forward. And says, I go forward. He says, the Lord apprehended me. The Lord has worked in my life. The Lord has saved me. And now he says, I want to apprehend for that which he apprehended me for. We to go forth. I say unto you this morning, there's a great deal more. We to discover more. We to enjoy more. The Bible says we to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Many years ago, it comes to my mind person was in the bookstore at Boonville and told Becky that he didn't want to know anymore. That's pretty weird, isn't it? He didn't want to know anymore. It's a pretty sad situation, isn't it? Really, when you look at it. But the things of the Lord. We want to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. We want to learn more. We want to know more. We want to know more of His person, His work, His offices. We want to know more of His promises. We want to know more of this Word. We want to grow grace and knowledge of Him. So, this morning, the provisions of this refuge, God is our refuge. Look at all the spiritual blessings that we have. What He's blessed us with, and here's a refuge, and all of this leads to that of eternal blessedness. And here's that of a refuge this morning. And in this refuge, we're talking about what all that's stored there. There's a fountain to wash us. See, I said a while ago, here's a refuge, and this is where we go. We continue to go there. If you walk in this world, you know, there's a picture in the New Testament. There's a picture of washing of the feet of the saints, and there's a picture of that, of walking in this world, and you get your feet dirty, need washing. Well, here's a fountain, spiritually, that is a fountain to wash us. It is a table to feed us this morning. as we look at this shelter, look at it as a place where we would feed and feed upon Christ, who is the bread of life. Feast upon Him. Also this morning, it's a wardrobe to clothe us. Now you think of a shelter this morning and spiritual blessings. Look at it. Here's a shelter that does all this for us. We feed there. We're clothed there. What about the clothing of this shelter? It's the clothing of Christ, isn't it? It's the wardrobe of Christ Jesus. It's His righteousness. It's His righteousness. Clothed in His righteousness. A perfect and a complete righteousness. Oh, what a great refuge this is this morning. And the blessings of those that have this refuge. Look, the blessings. If we could just meditate and think upon the blessings this morning when God is our refuge. God is our shelter. God is where we flee to. Look at all the blessings this morning we have. Look to safety. Where else can you have safety? Where else? We're headed for another world. We're headed into eternity. Look to safety this morning of this refuge. Safe, secure in Christ. Look this morning again at the provisions of this refuge. What all is provided. Oh, how we might enjoy this refuge. And on the other hand this morning, woe to those that make other things their refuge. Woe to them. And make other things. Woe to them this morning that reject this refuge. Woe. Woe to thee, those that never know this refuge. That live in this world and go out and never know this refuge right here. Woe to them. Woe to those that despise this refuge. There's a multitude of people that despise this refuge. They despise Christ. Instead of embracing Him, it's right the very opposite. Woe. Christ is the door. He says in the New Testament, I am the door. If any man enter in by me, he shall be saved. He's the door to this refuge this morning. And we take this refuge by faith. And everyone that takes this refuge by faith is saved for eternity. They're saved for eternity. Christ is the door. If any perish, and here's how the Bible sets it out. If any perish, the guilt is on their own head, isn't it? Over in the Old Testament, they set the watchman, and the watchman, he'd cry out, and if they didn't pay any attention to the watchman, they didn't hear the message. It was their own head, wasn't it? And it is today in this world. The man did not heed the message. If he does not hear the message, the guilt is on his own head. If anyone perish, the guilt is on their own head. So here we have this shelter this morning, and let me say just a couple of words about it. God is our refuge. He's our refuge, and He's a shelter. He's shelter from the law. He's a shelter this morning from the curse of the law. He's a shelter this morning from condemnation. He's a shelter this morning from sin and all of the consequences of sin. And He's a shelter from ourselves. See, we can't save ourselves, can we? No, it's Christ that saves. Salvation's of God. And here's that shelter this morning. And if we ourselves, we're going to go the wrong way. We're going to go to the wrong shelter in ourselves. We've got to go to the Lord. So here's a shelter this morning that has all the privileges and has all the benefits. The great benefits. Look at all the benefits this morning has given us of the Lord in this shelter. As Him being our refuge. Look at it. Food. Water. The very water of life. He supplies our needs. Here's a shelter that whatever your needs are, He supplies it this morning. You know, when I think about the Lord supplying our needs, He's been supplying them all along. He's supplied them before eternity, didn't He? They supplied before we got here. He supplied them in Christ, didn't He? And He has an everlasting supply. Here's a shelter that has an everlasting supply. Here's a shelter that will never run out. You know, God's been giving all these years, and He's no less today than He was. Of all that He's given, He's no less today than He was to start with, is He? Isn't that amazing? You and I give, and we'll give out. It won't take long to give out, will it? But God's been giving all these years. Probably these 6,000 years. I think that's probably what it is. But He's been giving all these years. There's more, and He's no less. So look at His, what He gives. All the benefits. God is our refuge. He's our strength. A very present help in trouble. And he goes on down and he ends it up. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Ponder this. Think upon it. Meditate upon it. Selah. Our Father, take the message today. We thank You for a great refuge that Thou art. A shelter that Thou art. And may that You take this message and we ponder it and we meditate upon it. And we just think about the greatness and Thy goodness. Thy mercy and Thy grace unto us. How gracious that You are. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit that led us to this shelter. We're thankful of saving faith that we laid hold upon Christ and eternal life. We ask You meet the needs of us here this morning, each one of us. You know us as individuals. You know our needs. We thank You that You meet them. In Christ's name.